The buildings were used to build bombs. In the process, a powdery explosive substance called nitrocellulose escaped and is now lodged in cracks and crevices throughout the buildings. The Army says that makes it dangerous for demolition workers to simply tear the buildings down. Joan Kenny is the director of operations at the Badger plant.
The only way to be sure that we eliminate the possibility that any residues that are in the buildings might explode would be to burn them. That's our only safe method for getting rid of these buildings.
Kenny says the Army has successfully burned similar buildings at three other defunct ammunition plants in Illinois, Kansas, and Nebraska, and has the approval of the EPA for using the same approach in Wisconsin. But Laura Ola of the group Citizens for Safe Water at Badger says the old ammunition plant borders sensitive land, including Devil's Lake State Park, a stretch of the Ice Age Trail, and some of the best grassland habitat for wild birds in the state. She says burning the buildings will release toxins that pose an unacceptable environmental risk.
There's going to be contamination of soil. If there's nearby surface water, it's going to pose a risk to human health and the environment, particularly workers and other people like farmers that rent property inside Badger.
But the Army says before burning the buildings down, materials that might cause harmful fumes, such as light fixtures and asphalt shingles, will be removed. Still, Ola's group says there has to be a better way.
Let's get some federal funding. Let's work together as a community with the regulators and with the Army and say, let's work together and come up with a way that can meet the military's needs and still protect human health and the environment.
One approach Ola says the Army has used in the past is to soak the buildings with water and dismantle them using armored vehicles and then burn them in an incinerator equipped with a filter to prevent harmful emissions. If the state grants the Army a permit, the burning could take place this spring. Public hearings on the plan will take place this winter. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.